Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Mike Marshall. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Simpson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Pilots. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's Pilots, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to home to get Cardenal. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall spins and fires to second, with Oyler covering, and May is picked off. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Harper reaches second base with a double. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Cardinal reaches third base with a triple. Verhals scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardinal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Pilots 1. the Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Euler reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Pilots 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Comer. Brown reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Alvis scores. Brown moves to third. Fosse moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Bouton now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Pilots 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton juggles the ball. That's an error on Bouton. Harrelson moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Comer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Comer. Harrelson scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. Brown moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhulst takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bucky Brandon now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Brown reaches second base with a double. Horton moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fosse is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Zoilo Virals. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Comer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a fly ball into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Seattle Pilots, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.